On Friday evening, we began our fellowship, and we mentioned this point, that there is a battle over our children and our young people.
周五晚上开始交通道, 在我们儿女身上有一场征战。
We can see this in the beginning of the Bible.
圣经开始就看见这件事。
Actually, in Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记一章。
We also saw that the very first time that children are referred to or alluded to in the scriptures is actually in the first chapter of the Bible.
儿女在这个圣经里第一次提到是在圣经的第一章。
And when it's mentioned, or the children are mentioned, they are mentioned in the context of God's eternal purpose.
那儿女被提到的上下文的内涵就是在于神经纶的这个范围里。
Genesis 1:26 is a verse that we are very familiar with in the churches in the Lord's recovery.
主恢复的众召会对创世纪一章二十六节是相当熟悉的。
God created us, or says God said, "Let us make man in our image."
神说我们要按着我们的形象造人,
according to our likness,
照着我们的样式造人,
let them have dominion,
使他们管理,
so image and dominion,
所以形象和管理,
God's creation of man was for the purpose of having an expression on the earth,
就是神造人的目的, 要人在地上彰显他,
not only so, but also to have a representation,
不仅如此, 还要有个代表。
In verse 27, it shows us that this expression and representation God intended to have through a corporate man.
在27节我们看见神要得着彰显和代表乃是借着一个团体的人。
And some of the saints confess that they're very familiar with these two verses, but they did not often make the link with the next verse.
但是圣徒们说，虽然熟悉这些经节，却没有看下面的经节。
The next verse says that God told them, "Be fruitful and multiply."
下面说要繁衍众多。What
does that mean?
这是什么意思？
Have children.
那就要生很多小孩。Lots
of children.
要生许许多多的小孩。And
they should have more children.
他们要有更多的小孩。
Babies,
就是有婴孩,
man,
人,
all over the earth,
要遍满地面。
So this is the first time that children are mentioned.
所以第一次这里提到了儿女。
Absolutely in conjunction with the accomplishing of God's purpose.
完全是与完成神永远经纶有关的。
Therefore, it is not a surprise that Satan would fight against our children.
所以撒旦要征战得着我们的儿女是不是一件意外的事。
And we see this in a kind of a picture form in the book of Exodus.
出埃及记我们就看见这一幅图画。
You know, the whole Bible, or sorry, the whole Old Testament is a kind of a picture book.
整卷旧约都是一幅图画书。
And it tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10,
林前十章告诉我们,
that all the things that happened to Israel happened as an examples for us.
所有在以色列人身上发生的都是我们的榜样。
And actually, they should be an admonition to us.
也应当是我们的劝诫。
And that verse 11, 1 Corinthians 10:11,
林前十章十一节说,
says that they are examples and admonitions to us who are at the end of the age.
那是在这末了时代做我们的警戒和做我们的劝诫劝勉。
So this shows us that everything from the Old Testament, we should apply it to ourselves today.
所以所有旧约的都应当应用在今天我们的身上。
Everything related to Israel,
与以色列有关的,
is actually a picture of everything related to the church.
都是与召会有关。
And many believers apply this selectively.
但很多信徒是挑选选性的应用。
Concerning the Passover lamb.
关于逾越节。
It's easy. Many believers know Jesus is the real lamb.
很多基督徒都知道耶稣是这个羊羔。
The crossing of the Red Sea.
过红海。
Many believers know that implies what? Our baptism.
许多信徒都知道这指我们的受浸。
The manna in the wilderness. Many believers know this refers to our reading the word, taking in the word as our food.
旷野的玛拿都指出这是在那里接受主做我们的食物。
But we should apply this more extensively.
但应该更多广阔的应用它。
And in Genesis 1, you do see this point.
创世纪一章你看见这个。
Exodus 1.
出埃及记一章你看见这个。
You do see this point.
你的确看见这个点。
That the Pharaoh,
法老,
the king of Egypt,
埃及的王,
who is a picture of Satan, the king of the world,
就是世界的王, 撒旦的表征,
he has a plot, a plan,against the children of Israel.
他有个计划计谋要反对以色列人。
And this plan has two levels or two steps.
这个计划有两个方面两个步骤。
One aimed at the older generation.
一个是指到旧的那一代。
One aimed at the younger generation.
一个是指到新的年轻的一代。
The older generation,
年长的一代。
Tire them out.
他在使他们疲劳。
Through work.
劳做劳苦。
Through
劳工。
Through their maintaining a living.
他们只能就以为生。
Wear them out so they have no energy left.
所以他们不再有任何的力量。
The younger generation?
年轻的一代。
Kill them.
杀掉他们。
At least the males.
最少要把那男的都要杀了。
The Pharaoh.
法老啊。
Instructed the midwives.
就在只要这些接生婆。
You know these two Hebrew midwives.
两个希伯来的接生婆。
Their names are Shifra and Pua.
帮一下这个名字就是
Yeah, that always happens.
翻译 Shifra 跟这个要帮忙一下这两个接生婆
Yeah. Did you get it? 16, verse 16, I think.
116.
Something like that, around 16.
Yeah. Okay, 一个叫施弗拉，一个叫普阿，施弗拉普阿。
对对对对
Right
对对 Shifra and Pua
施弗拉跟普阿
I mentioned the other night that the saints in the church I never saw any couple name their baby Shifra or Pua
我看教会中的没有人叫你小孩子的名字叫这两个名字施弗拉跟普阿
Yeah, some of you should consider next time
下一次有些人可能想看看把小孩命这个 yeah. 给他这个
Because these two sisters
因为这两个姊妹啊
were actually the saviors of Israel
其实是以色列的拯救者
Many people think Moses was the savior
有些人以为摩西是这个拯救者
But you know that the savior needed saving
但是拯救者还需要另外一个拯救者
Who saved the savior?
谁拯救了这个拯救者呢、
oh, actually, four sisters.
其实四个姊妹。
We don't have time.
没有时间了。
Plus one brother.
加一个弟兄。
Yeah, brothers have a part too.
弟兄也有份。
But mostly sisters.
大部分是姊妹们。
Yeah, these two sisters in chapter 1 of Exodus.
一章出埃及一章这两个姊妹。
And then in chapter 2.
还有第二章。
Because these two did such a good job.
这两个做得太好了。
They forced the Pharaoh to change his strategy.
他逼迫法老改变这个他的策略。
Because he wanted to kill the males, the babies.
他要杀所有的男孩。
But these two sisters saved all the babies.
这两个姊妹拯救了所有的男孩。
So in chapter 2,
二章
the Pharaoh wanted them to throw all the baby boys, the males,
法老要他们把所有的男孩子
into the
water. 都投在水里。
Can you imagine having a baby boy and then you're in the water?
想想看生下男孩把他丢在水里。
Who would do that?
谁会这么做
Oh, so these two sisters.
这两个姊妹。
Listen. It was a mother-daughter team.
这个是母女团队。
Wow. The mommies.
母亲们。
And the big sisters.
还有姐姐们。
You can save the younger generation.
你们能够救下一代哦。
work together. And dad's in the background.
父亲在背后,
Sorry, we don't have time to repeat the story. It's in the Bible, you read it.
读读看,
they saved the Savior.
So that
there could be a Moses. And Moses could lead the people out of Egypt. But behind Moses, four sisters.
四个姊妹,
two children's meeting teachers.
两个是儿童班的老师,
one mommy.
一个妈妈,
one big sister.
一个大姐,
and dad.
还有老爸在后面.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what this shows us in the Bible.
这就是圣经给我们看见的.
There's a battle over our next generation.
为什么下一代是有一场征战啊?
Why is that story in the Bible?
为什么那个故事记载在圣经里?
It's not just to tell us about Moses.
不仅告诉我们关于摩西,
it's to show us Satan's strategy today against the church.
只给我们看见撒旦今天的策略是针对的教会的.
In Matthew chapter 16,
马太18章, 16章,
the Lord declares,
主宣告说,
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会.
It's the first time that the church is mentioned.
教会被提到.
But in the same breath, the Lord says, and the gates of Hades will not prevail.
同一句主说, 阴间的门不能胜过他.
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会.
And the gates of Hades will not prevail.
阴间的门不能胜过他.
You check the punctuation.
看看那里的标点符号.
There's no period in the middle of this verse.
中间没有句号.
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会.
No.
不是.
The Lord continues.
主在这一口气继续说下去.
And the gates of Hades
阴间的门,
which shows us,
胜过他.
Whenever the Lord is building the church,
给我们看见每当主建造教会,
the gates of Hades, right there.
阴间的门就在哪里?
Gates of Hades are right
there.
On one hand,
一面,
we can take this as a promise.
我们可以把这个当作一个应许,
the gates of Hades will not prevail.
阴间的门不能胜过.
Let me ask you,
我问你,
in your church life,
在你教会生活里,
when you looked around,
周遭看看,
did you never have a situation where it looked like the gates of Hades were prevailing?
有没有一种情形好像阴间的门是得胜的呢?
Weren't the gates of Hades threatening you? Oh, oh, they're here.
阴间的门是不是在恐吓你说, 哎呀,
but you could read this verse.
但是你要读这处经节,
and you could declare.
你可以宣告说,
I don't care what it looks like.
不管看起来怎么样, 环境如何,
the gates of Hades will not prevail.
阴间的门不能胜过教会.
And they didn't prevail.
Yeah. 的确没有胜过召会.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主.
Amen.
Amen.
On the other hand,
另外一方面呢,
this is a good warning.
这是很好的一个警告.
The gates of Hades will always try to prevail.
阴间的门总想要胜过召会.
So never be surprised by anything in the church life.
不要为召会生活的任何事觉得很惊讶.
Don't be surprised.
这不是大的惊奇.
Have you been surprised? Like, oh, how could this happen?
你会惊奇, 哎呀, 这件事怎么可能发生呢?
How many? No, I won't ask you.
我不要问了.
I think many hands would go up.
我很多如果问, 手都会举起来.
When you thought, oh, how could this happen?
你说召会里怎么可能发生这样的事?
How could this happen?
这怎么可能发生呢?
How could you ask this question?
你怎么可能会问这个问题?
Read Matthew 16:18.
你就读读马太16章18节。
It's the gates of Hades trying to prevail.
因为阴间的门一直在这里要打跟教会征战。
Maybe we never realized though.
或许我们没有这样的领会过。
One way the gates of Hades has been trying to prevail is to go after our next generation.
阴间的门要胜过的方式其中之一就是得着我们的下一代。
Trying to draw away our children and our young people. Because if the enemy can distract or discourage the younger generation today, this will manifest 10 years from now.
如果仇敌今天 就能够把我们的孩子吸引走带离开的话, 10年之后你就会看见这个结果,
20 years from now,
20年后你会看见,
it may not be such a great effect today,
今天或许看见的不多,
But this will manifest in the church in 10 or 20 years.
10-20年后就看见它的影响力了。
In some cases, in our history, in the Lord's recovery,
有的时候在主恢复的这个召会里面，
it seems the majority of a certain age group is missing.
历史你看见好像某一个年龄层的缺失了。
Because
为什么？
30 years ago,
30年前，
the enemy did something.
仇敌做了些事。
This is my experience.
这是我自己的经历。
Many of my contemporaries,
许多我同辈的人呢。
In my age group,
我这个年龄层,
we were there as teenagers together.
我们一起原来都是青少年在一起,
loving the Lord,
爱主,
oh, then the enemy,
那仇敌什么?
came in. Quite a number of my companions,
很多我的同伴,
in those days,
在那些日子在一起的,
they didn't go on in this journey.
他们没有办法继续这条旅程。
But we take the Lord's promise.
但是我们接受主的应许,
the gates of Hades will not prevail.
阴间的门不能胜过召会。
How does the enemy come in?
仇敌怎么进来的?
How does the enemy distract?
怎么来这里打岔我们?
So many different ways.
有许多不同的方式他在做。
Sometimes there will be a kind of a situation or a storm in the church.
有的时候召会里可能有某种情形、某种的风波在召会里。
But more often, the attack is personal.
但更经常这个攻击是个人性。
And the enemy comes one by one.
仇敌一个一个
after our next generation.
来得着我们的下一代。
How can we counter that?
我们怎么能够对抗这个事呢？
I would say with one word.
我用一句话说。
Shepherding.
牧养。
Shepherding.
牧养。
All inclusive, all encompassing shepherding.
包罗万有。周全的牧养
One-on-one shepherding
一对一的牧养
And shepherding their souls
牧养他们的魂
We just read this verse
我们刚刚读过这处经节
1 Peter 2:25
彼得前书二章二十五节
It's very interesting
很有意思的
Peter
彼得
Of all persons
在所有的人
Peter is the only one who wrote such a verse in the Bible.
彼得是唯一在圣经里写这样话的。
Paul talks about shepherding.
保罗说到牧养啊。
But he doesn't have this phrase.
但却没有这个词。
Shepherd of our souls.
魂的牧人。
We're going to look at a story about Peter in a few minutes.
等一下要看彼得的故事。
The Lord shepherded Peter's soul.
主牧养了彼得的魂。
Not his spirit.
不是他的灵啊。
You know, I think if I were writing this,
我想如果我写的话,
I might have written the shepherd of our spirits.
我想是想到我灵的牧人。
But that's not what the Bible says. It's the shepherd of our souls.
不是，圣经说是我们牧养我们的魂。
We need to pay attention to the children's souls.
魂的牧人，所以要注意孩童们的魂。
When you're serving the children,
服侍孩童的时候,
you have to know their souls.
要注意到他们的魂。
Their little mind.
他们小小的心思,
their little emotion.
他们小小的情感,
their little will.
小小的意志。
And you're serving the young people.
服侍年轻人,
please, please.
请注意哈。
Don't give them the impression that you just want them to conform to your program.
不要给他们印象啊。你只要他们遵守你所设计的那一套
that you just want them to conform to a certain behavior in the church life
你只要他们遵守在教会生活里某一种的规则和规条
sometimes we do this unintentionally
有的时候我们下意识的做了这些事
we unintentionally encourage them to perform for us
我们下意识的要他们表演是为着我们来表演
And it may not be that real to them.
对他们不并不那么真实。
But they do that.
但他们为什么这么做呢？
To conform to the meeting.
只是好像在这个融入这个聚会里。
Unconsciously.
那是潜意识的。
We encouraged, we fostered hypocrisy.
鼓励甚至喂养了假冒伪善。
Shepherd their souls.
我们要牧养他们的魂。
Know their souls.
要认识他们的魂。
When you know their souls, you know them.
你们认识他们的魂，就认识了他们。
Be the shepherd of their souls.
你要做魂的牧人。
You know, when you shepherd people's souls,
你牧养人的魂的时候
then you can have an entrance into their heart.
你就能够进到他们的心里。
In 1 Thessalonians 2,
帖前二章,
we read verse 1 before.
刚刚读过第一节。
Paul says, you know what manner of entrance we had toward you.
保罗说我们在来到你们中间我们的行事为人是如何。
You know, if you're going to help people,
你要帮助人,
even children,
甚至儿女,
young people,
甚至青少年,
college students,
在大专生,
older people,
年长的,
any and all people,
所有的人, 任何人,
you have to have an entrance into their heart.
他这里说你要知道我们怎么进到你们那里,
if a person refuses to open their heart to you,
人的心如果拒绝向你敞开,
even God can't get in,
甚至神都进不来啊,
much less you.
你更进不来了。
And we,
我们也一样,
selectively open or close our hearts to people.
其实我们的心是有拣选的接受人或者拒绝人。
If I see you,
如果看见你,
but I don't know if you, when you contact me, you really love me.
我接触你，我不知道你真的爱我吗?
I know you're a serving one.
我知道你是服侍者啊。
I know you're faithful.
你很忠信。
But when you come to me,
但你来到我这儿,
I think you just want me to conform to your program.
我想只要我作为你的计划, 你的工作的,
wait,
门就关了,
closed heart.
关了, 关心了。
You say hi, I say hello.
你说, hi, 我说, 好啊。
How are you?
你好吗?
Fine.
不错。
I even smile.
还笑一下。
Amen.
Amen.
But no heart open.
但心却是不是敞开的。
Oh, how's school?
啊，学学校怎么样
？It's okay.
还可以啦。
Yeah, what do you what do you like to do?
你喜欢做什么
？Not much.
我什么都不喜欢做。
But if another one comes,
啊，另外一个来了。
Another one. Hi.
Hi.
We tell them everything.
就一切都清心吐意都告诉他了。
I have been under the shepherding of brothers like this.
我在这样的弟兄牧养之下。
Let me tell you, I came to the Lord's recovery when I was 14.
14岁进到主恢复。
And so, in my teenage years, some brothers were assigned to me.
青少年期有的弟兄被指派要来照顾我。
I could tell.
我一看就远远看见
了。I have, just like you, I have a radar.
啊，那个时候雷达就起来了。
Pharisee, 3 p.m.
假冒伪善，假冒伪善。
Alert, warning, warning.
啊，就警告，警告，红。
So I was never unpleasant.
我不是对他们不高兴的。
I just chose not to open my heart to them.
我的拣选就不向那些人敞开。
But there were other brothers.
但有些弟兄们。
And sisters.
有些姊妹们。
They're my moms and dads in the church life.
我教会生活里的爸爸妈妈。
Just doors open.
门是大大敞开的。
They have the key in case the door ever closes.
如果门关，他们都有钥匙了。
They have access to the whole thing in there.
他可以进到我心里每个部分。
I could tell them everything.
我可以告诉他们所有的事。
Including my failures.
包括我的失败啊。
Including my failures.
包括我的失败。
Because I messed up.
因为我是在搞砸了。
I messed up in the church life.
教会生活里搞砸了。
Yeah, a couple of times.
好几次都搞砸了。
But there were two couples.
但有两对夫妇。
I knew they loved me.
我知道他们爱我。
So,
所以呢
I could, especially the moms.
特别是这个母亲们。
Oh, I could go tell them.
哦，我可以告诉他。
I said, I know!
他说我知道。
One of them, she already knew.
其实那个妈妈都说我都知道了。
I've been waiting for you to come.
就等着你来耶。
She did not hold back from me.
她那个时候也没有这个。
She really rebuked me. One of them.
她没有任何保留，真的责备了我。
But I could take it.
但我就接受了。
I could take it.
我能
接。From her.
我受得了，因为
only from her.
她只有她可以说这样的话。
Because I had 100% assurance she loved me.
因为我百分之百的确信她爱我。
She wasn't trying to make me something.
她不是想要我磨成什么个样子。
She loved me.
她就是爱我。
Oh, everyone responds to love.
每个人对爱都是有回应的。
This outline that you have,
手中的纲要,
actually it's a long outline because it's actually two outlines.
很长，其实是两篇纲要。
Yeah, but in reality, It's one long outline.
其实是一篇长的纲要。
With 6 points.
有六个点。
This outline. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I need to get something from my bag. I hope it's here.I don't know if you're familiar with this little book.
不知道你对这小本的册子有什么
How to lead the young people.
如何带领青少年
We have it in all the languages.
各种语言都有这本小册。
I think it's in French, no?
我是在法语。
Do we have it in French? That one I'm not sure. But all, the other language, Spanish, Chinese, Korean, we have.
西班牙语、韩语、中文都有。
Yeah. This little booklet, contains 6 points.On how to shepherd the young people.
这本小册关于有六个点如何牧养青少年。
So, this outline is this booklet.
所以这个纲要就是这本书摘出来的。
Yeah. Then, over the course of the weekend,
这个周末
we mentioned this book, which I'd like to recommend to all the saints.
我们提到这本书
Raising up the next generation.
如何养育下一代
For the church life.
为了教会生活养育下一代。
And this book actually is not...Like other books, that it was a conference given by either Brother Lee or Brother Ni.
这本书不像其他的书，不是尼里里两位弟兄的特会组成的。
This is actually a compilation coming together from many different messages.
是各种不同信息汇集出来的。
Yeah, so many excerpts from many messages.
就许多篇信息里面汇编出来的这个
Because
这本书
neither Brother Nee nor Brother Lee ever gave too many messages that the whole message was devoted to children and young people.
尼弟兄和李弟兄两位弟兄并没有专注的讲到有一篇信息讲到青少年
Brother Nee has one chapter.
尼弟兄有一
one message on parents.
讲到父母。
And it is part of chapter 8 here.
就是这里的第八篇。
Brother Lee has this book.
李弟兄有这本小册子。
And this is chapters 20 and 21.
就是二十、二十一章在这本书里的二十、二十一章。
Brother Lee gave another fellowship called Teacher's Training.
李弟兄讲到教师训练。
Four messages.
四篇信息。
How to teach in the summer school.
如何教导暑期真理学校。
This is chapters 23 and 4 in this book.
这本书里的二十三、二十四。
So the brothers compiled from many messages all the excerpts on raising up the children and the young people.
所以弟兄们是把许多讲到如何养育下一代青少年儿童汇编起来。
I'd like to recommend this to the saints.
我愿意向圣徒推荐这本书。
Chapters 6, 7, and 8
六七八篇
are devoted to the parents.
专对父母。
We covered two of these chapters yesterday morning.
昨天早晨讲过两篇。
Chapters 10 through 16,
10到16篇
are all concerning the children.
都是讲到儿童。
We covered one of these lessons last night.
上昨晚讲了一篇。
This is about how to have the children's meeting and how to have the neighborhood children's meeting.
如何有儿童聚会，邻舍儿童聚会。
How to compile lessons that are at the right level for the children.
编写材料为着那个儿童所在的程度。
And how to have the good singing for the children.
儿童如果有好的唱诗
Then there are 8 lessons concerning young people.
还有八篇讲到青少年
So these two outlines
这个手中的纲要
are two of the 8 chapters in the book.
这八篇里的两篇是在这个纲要里
Okay, I'd like for us to read the title to the outline and all the Roman numerals.
请读篇题和所有的这个大点。
So here is having an interest. That line, having an interest.
要对青少年有发生兴趣。
Yeah, could we read together? Having an interest in the young people,
必须对
contacting them,
要帮助少年
emphasizing practicality, not doctrines. Okay. Roman 1.
并不再讲多少道。Okay.
No, run together, Roman 1.If you want to help the young people, we must have an interest in them. This is the first point. I hope that you could circle or highlight this word, interest.
兴趣这个字，请你圈起来，画起来。
Have an interest.
要有 兴趣
show interest.
像兴趣
We'll come back to this.
我们回到
Let's read number two.
第二大点
Learn to contact the young people. Helping the young brothers and sisters depends not on our ability to give them messages, but on regular, frequent contacts with them. I hope you would underline or highlight these words, regular, frequent contacts.
要平时和他们常有接触，平时和常有接触。
Right. Number three.
第三大点。
Together.
不要不重讲道理。
Emphasizing practicality instead of stressing doctrines.
让你给帮助的时候
When we help the young people,
要给他们实用的
东西。 Give them something practical.So I hope you would highlight the word practicality.
实用或实际，这个要圈起来。
Emphasizing practicality.
要重实际。
Okay, next outline.
下个纲要第六篇。
This is entitled "Having Positive Faith in the Young People."
我们对任何少年都要有
正面
的信心。
Adapting to them and contacting them in a personal way.
个人的接触。
Roman 1, which is actually point 4.
也就是第四大点。
Yeah. We must have positive faith in every young person. Oh, I would highlight positive faith.
请圈正面的信心。
Positive faith.
正面的信心。
Okay. Roman 2, which is point 5. Those who have a desire.
所有要做少年工作的人都要学习去配合少年人去救他们。
Oh, match and adapt.
配与就。
Match and adapt.
配与就。
And then the final point.
最后一点。
Here it's Roman 3, but it's really the sixth point.
第六大点。
Paying attention to personal contact. The power and effect of doing a personal work with the young people are many times greater than the meetings. And in this phrase, personal contact.
个人接触
This is just very much like point two.
就像第二大点
Personal contact.
要有个人接触
Okay. See, we covered all out.
刚刚都讲完了吗
Amen.
Amen.
We will not read too much of the detail.
细节不会读太多
I will leave these outlines with you to read.
纲要留给你们去读
I would like to try, now go back.Point by point,
现在一点点回去看
and bring out some of the burden.
把负担讲出来
Okay, the first point is
第一点
show interest.
要对他们有兴趣
have an interest in the young people.
要对青少年有兴趣
You know, the first point under this says, this point A, do not find their faults at first. If you do, you cannot help them.
先不要处处感觉他们错。如果一来就感觉他们错，你就没有办法帮助他们。
So the little number two,
小二。
Oftentimes, God will prove to us that our evaluation of those whom we think are good is inaccurate.
你所看为好的，常常神会证明给你看，你看的不准确。
Those instead, those whom you consider not good may be greatly used by God.
你所看为不好的，将来可能倒是神所大用的。
Regardless of whether the young people are good or bad, we need to treat everyone the same, and we need to like them and be concerned for them.
我们对少年人不要管他们好坏，必须一视同仁，喜欢他们，过问他们的事。
See, if we want to help the young people, we need to be interested in them.
我们若要帮助少年人，首先需要对他们感觉兴趣。
Do not be concerned about their mistakes and do not condemn them at all.
不要先管他们的错，一点都不要去定罪。
And D, we should give the young people the feeling that we're their good friend, that we sympathize with them, and that we are interested in them and in their affairs.
要给他们一个感觉，你是他们的好朋友，你是同情他们的，并且对他们感觉兴趣，喜欢过问他们的事。
Saints, when we're dealing with especially young people or children,
特别是对待少年人儿童
we need to give them the feeling
要给他们一个感觉
that we're interested in them.
我们对他们有兴趣。
You know, when you talk to a child,
跟个小孩说话
The best way to talk to a child.
最好的路就是
Not like this. Hi.
Hi.
It's like this.
要这样。
You sit. What are you doing?
哎，你在做什儿？
You sit next to them.
坐在他们旁边。
Actually. Sorry, David.
It's okay.
Oh, and you play with the car.
跟他们小车子一起玩。
I tell you.
我告诉你。
That little boy.
那个小孩啊，小男孩。
May look at you.
要看着你。
Not.
不是这样看。
But like this.
是这样看。
What are you doing?
你在做什么？
I'm playing.
我在玩。
Oh, what a nice car.
啊，这个车真好，好棒哦。
You come to where they are.
来到他们的这个地方，程度。
Now, in principle,
原则上,
it's like this with even the teenagers.
跟少年人也是一样。
Of course, with the teenagers, don't sit on the floor.
少年人不要跟他们坐地下。
That they might think,
他们觉得啊，你若坐在地上，少年看着你。
This is a little weird.
这个家伙有点怪。
So don't.
好，所以不要坐地上。
That would make them not open to you.
他们就不会向你敞开。
But be interested.
但要对他们有兴趣。
Genuinely interested.
真实的兴趣。
You have to know them.
你要认识他们。
In the next point.
下一点说。
I think it's the next point on, no, point three on practicality.
好像第三大点讲到实际这一点。
Brother Lee even says, you should study the young people.
他说你要研究青少年。
And you have to know the age.
要认识这个时代。
Know what they are in.
认识他们喜欢什么。
We need to, of course, as parents,
当然作为父母啊,
we need to exercise this toward our own children.
我们也需要, 对自己儿女也要
这样子。 Or you will lose them.
要不然你会失去他们。
Be interested.
要有兴趣。
The next point,
下一点,
talks about contact.
接触。
The interest is demonstrated by having contact with them.
这个兴趣怎么看得见呢?就是借着接触。
Spend time with them.
要跟他们花时间。
Brother Lee says, regular, frequent contact.
李林说要平时常常有接触。
Just contact.
就是接触。
And Brother Lee makes this point.
李林讲到这个。
Look at 2A.
第二大点。
Remember not to talk about spiritual things in the initial contact with them.
初初和他们接触时，切记不要先谈属灵。
When you contact the young brothers and sisters, do not begin by saying, "How many chapters of the Bible have you read today?"
当你上灵接触时，不要一坐下来就问他，你今天读了几章圣经呢？
Have you prayed?
祷告了没有？
Such questions should not be brought up until you have had many contacts with them, maybe even after 8 or 10.
这些问题啊，需要经过许多次接触以后，也许是十次八次才可以提。
Remember not to talk about spiritual things in the initial contact with them.
这些
Oh, sorry, that's the same point.
Yeah, so, if you
do it prematurely, it is easy to cause a negative reaction.
这些问题讲得过早，常常容易叫人有反应。
If you mess up the whole thing,
若是你给你弄翻了,
he may not receive the Lord for his entire lifetime.
他可能一辈子都不接受主。
Do you know, with our good intention,
我们的好意,
we could go to someone,
到一个人那里去,
we want to open them,
想让他们敞开,
but actually, we close them for their whole life.
一辈子让他们关了门,
if we're not careful.
如果不小心的话,
some of the serving saints,
有些服事的圣徒,
because they don't know the young people that well.
他不那么熟悉少年人,
not just our young people, they just don't know young people.
整个对少年人都不知道。
They don't know what to talk about.
不知道该说什么。
If it's not the Bible.
不讲圣经就不知道说什么了。
Serving saints.
这就是我们的服事者。
You have to be broader.
我们需要更广阔一点。
You have to talk about their things.
我们讲谈谈他们要谈的。
This doesn't mean you have to be worldly.
不是说你要属世。
No, no.
不是的。
But you know what?
你知道吗?
The young people know some things of what's going on.
年轻人知道世界发生什么事。
They even know which are the movies that come out.
哎，最新的电影是什么？
Are some of our serving ones?
我们这些服侍者。
Of course, they may not go to the movie.
或许不上电影院。
They might have the feeling, I would never dare go to such an unsanctified place.
啊，我永远不会去那种不洁净的地方。
When the young people, they find out the young people like to go, oh, they purse their lips.
就嘴巴一憋,
and make a thing with their eyebrow.
这个眉头一皱,
and then they wag their head.
头一摇,
our young people.
我们的年轻人啊,
like this.
这样子,
that's right. If you show that,
你这样子给他们这种感觉,
you could never minister to the young
people. 你就永远没办法供应这些青少年。
They will just remember that.
他永远都记得你那个样子。
You know, in this booklet,
在这本书里,
the first time I read this,
我第一次读的时候,
Chu, have you read this?
Chu, 你读过吗?
The first time I read this,
我第一次读的时候,
I was shocked
我惊讶,
by one story.
其中一个故事,
Brother Lee says,
李弟兄是这么说的,
Brother Lee says, have you read this?
你读过吗?
Yeah. Brother Lee says,
李弟兄说,
suppose you're on your way to the meeting,
你要去聚会的时候,
and you see one of the young people,
你看见一个青少年,
and you say, hi,
你说, hi,
what are you doing?
你在做什么?
He says, I'm going to the movie.
我去看电影了。
You should tell him,
你告诉他说, oh,
hey, let me get a taxi.
我来付钱给你,
I'll drive you there.
打的啊, 或者我开车,
then, in the taxi,
在这个,
you ask him,
do you have
enough money for the ticket?
这个买票钱够不够啊?
Huh? I'll buy you the ticket.
我替你买票好不好?
No, it's okay. No,
没关系,我帮你买票,没关系,出来可以去啊。
Oh, when I saw that,
我看到那些,我说,
Brother Lee,
我说,李弟兄啊,
oh, my goodness, you're aiding and abetting.
我的天啊, 你是助人堕落了。
It's like you're helping them go to the world.
好像帮人下地狱入世界了。
It's not helping them go to the world, they're going anyway.
你不是帮他, 他们已经去了。
Yeah, so then, Brother Lee says this.
那李弟兄说,
he says, then what you should do,
那就是你该这么做的。
Is say, oh,
你说,
a movie, how long?
电影多,
hour and a half,
太多久,
2 hours?
一个半小时, 两个小时。 Yeah.
I'm not going with you.
我不跟你去了啊,
I'm going to the meeting.
我得去聚会。
It's about the same, hour and a half, 2 hours.
大概都是一个半小时, 两个小时。
After my meeting,
好不好, 我聚会以后,
I'll come pick you up.
我来接你,
I'll take you home.
啊, 我带你回家。
See you later.
待会儿见啊。
Oh, 哎呀, I said, oh, Lord,
我说主啊,
do I have that grace?
你们都有这样的恩典吗?
Or when I'm going to the meeting,
我去聚会,
and I see, oh, hi, what are you doing?
你要干, 你做什么?
I'm going to the movies.
去看电影。
If you do that,
你这么做,
and you think, it's a meeting.
你想聚会,
you're going,
聚会,
come to the meeting.
来,
I don't know if our serving saints can resist the temptation of inviting the young person to the meeting.
Okay, 我不知道我们的服侍者能够拒绝这种冲动，要邀请年轻人来聚会。
Here, Brother Lee said, "Don't invite them to the meeting."
不要。
I said, "How could you not invite them to the meeting?"
我就说，李弟兄，你怎么可能不邀他聚会呢？
But saints, I know.
圣徒们，我知道。
This is the way.
路就在这里。
To shepherd their souls.
牧养他们的魂。
There's some young people here.
这里有些年轻人。
Don't take this the wrong way.
不要错误领会啊。
Don't think now you're going to get rides to the meeting, to the movies.
上电影就打电话给圣徒，我要去了。
Yeah,
不要,
yeah.
不要啊。
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
不要误解我说的哈。
Yeah. But this is the way.
但是路在这里哈。
Show interest.
要有兴趣。
Contact.
要接触他们。
Don't judge.
不要定罪。
Even a later point,
之后有一个点说到,
match and adapt.
你要什么旧跟前的, 这个,
some of
the 要配要旧。
One time,
有的时候我们呢,
in my serving group,
在我服侍小组里面,
I bought a copy of this little booklet for all my fellow serving ones.
我所有服侍者我都替他们买了一本,
and I gave it to them.
都给了他们。
I said, Saints, please read this.
请读啊, 请读这本书。
Next week,
下一周,
let us come together.
我们好回来在一起。
When we got together,
我们来在一起的时候,
I said, so, brothers and sisters, what's your feeling?
所以弟兄姊妹,
let's have fellowship.
我们有点交通好不好?
One sister said,
有个姊妹就说,
No.
不,
I could never do that.
我永远
could never
不可以这么做,
do that.
不可以这么做。
She couldn't. She just couldn't.
她就做不了。
Okay.
好,
I understand.
我领会,
neither do I judge you.
我也不定罪你。
I don't judge the young people. I don't judge you either.
我不定罪青少年，我不定罪你。
You do what you can.
你就做你所能做的。
Shepherd in your way.
照着你的方式来牧养。
But just shepherd.
但只要牧养就对了。
Now serving saints.
好，服侍的圣徒。
Don't take this too far.
不要走极端。
Oh, let's take all the young people to the movies.
好，现在开始把所有青少年全部带去看电影啊。
Yeah. Don't do that.
好，不要这么做。
The elders will call you in.
长老就打电话给你了。
Yeah.And then you tell them, oh, Brother Ricky said, no, don't do that.
你说 Ricky 弟兄他叫我们做的。
Then the elders will never invite Brother Ricky again.
长老就再也不请这位弟兄来。
Don't do that.
不要这么做。
Please don't misunderstand.
请不要误解我说的话。
But understand the spirit.
你要懂得这个灵是怎么样。
And the heart.
这个心是怎么样。
Adapt.
你要迁就他们。
Adapt.
你要顺着迁就。
There was a brother, actually he's one of our co-worker brothers.
有个弟兄其实是我们的同工之一。
He told me this story.
告诉我这个故事。
He was in Anaheim.
当时在 Anaheim.
Brother Lee was giving some fellowship along these months.
讲到这些交通。
And he went to contact a family who had not been meeting for some time with the church. They were, and they stopped.
接触一些圣徒，以前聚过会，现在停止一段时间了。
And he went to Brother Lee.
他去到李弟兄那里去。
And said, Brother Lee, this couple, this family, just not open.
说这个夫妇这个家不敞开。
Yeah, I think I'm going to give up on this family.
我大概要放弃这个家。
It's a waste of time.
浪费时间。
So Brother Lee asked him.
李弟兄就问他说。
Actually, I could tell you, I read this account in a book.
在一本书里，我读过这个记录。
I read this in a book.
我读过。
I didn't know
我不知道
that this was the brother.
我身边这个弟兄就是问题这个弟兄。
So we were talking about this.
在这里讲这件事。
And the brother said, yeah, that was me.
弟兄说，哎，那就是我。
But this is what Brother Lee said.
那李弟兄是这么说的。
How many times did you reach out to them?
你去接触他们几次？
He said, I visited them 10 times.
我说我访问他们10次了。
You know Brother Lee's answer was?
李弟兄的答案是什么？
Only 10?
只十次而已吗?
After only 10 times, you would give up on someone?
你只访问十次就放弃一个人吗?
Do you see the heart?
你看见他的心吗?
The spirit?
那个灵是怎么样?
You know, I feel, to me, the best examples
我觉得对我来说最好的例子
is the Lord himself in Luke 24 and John 21.
主在路加福音24章和约翰21章，主给我们最好的榜样。
I think this is very significant.
这是很重要的。
These two chapters.
这两章。
Are you familiar with these two chapters?
你知道这两章吗
？I think many saints know John 21.
或许很多圣徒认识到约翰21章。
The placing of these two chapters is very significant.
这两章它们的位置非常重要。
You know, John 21 is the last chapter of the last gospel.
约翰21章是最后一本福音书的最后一章
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
马太、马可、路加、约翰
It's the last chapter.
这是约翰福音最后一章
There's a story here.
这个故事是
What's the story?
到底故事是什么
Well, you have to know what happens in 20.
你要知道20章发生什么事
To appreciate.
来宝贝21章
In John 20.
21章
The Lord is resurrected.
主复活了
And then in the evening.
那天晚上
He breathes on them.
他就吹气在他们身
上。Receive the Holy Spirit.
他们就接受了圣灵。
The church is produced.
教会产生。
They have the Lord with them.
他们有主在里面。
Then John 21.
21章。
The brothers are bored.
弟兄们真无聊。
It's very interesting.
没事做。
This is how the church life begins.
教会生活就这么开始。
The brothers are bored.
弟兄们很无聊。
So, one of them, Peter, said, I'm going fishing.
彼得说，他说去打鱼吧。
And the others say, yeah, we're going with you.
好吧，去就去，一起去吧。
This is the disciples.
这就是门徒。
The apostles.
使徒们呢
In the next chapter, they're preaching to 3,000.
传福音给3000人。
But that's actually 40 days later.
那是40天以后。
They're bored.
他们很无聊。
I'm going fishing.
去打鱼吧。
And it's significant that they're going fishing.
打鱼很重要。
That means they're going back to their past.
那就是回到已过老旧的生活里。
The Lord had called them out of that, remember?
主把那些都呼召他们出来了嘛。
Come after me.
他的主说
I will make you fishers of men.
跟随我，我要叫你做得人的渔夫。
It says they left their nets.
他就把网抛下。
Now, 89 chapters of the Gospels.
福音书89章记载后,
and in the last chapter,
最后一章,
in resurrection,
主在复活里,
with the life-giving spirit,
它里面还有赐生命的灵呢,
they go back to their nets.
他们会去打鱼,
going fish. And they fish all night.
整夜打鱼,
and they catch nothing.
什么都打不到。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
They catch nothing.
什么都没有。
So they're, you can imagine they're discouraged.
你想想看，很灰心。
I would expect even a little grumpy.
我甚至觉得他们有点发点小怨言。
Now it's turning into the dawning.
大概天快亮了。
And they don't notice.
他们还没注意到。
Someone's at the shore.
有人在岸边。
Little children.
孩子们啊。
Little children, he calls them.
他叫他们孩子们。
Little children, you don't have anything to eat, do you?
你们有什么的吃的没有？
Can you imagine being in that boat?
你想你在船上。
Imagine, brothers.
弟兄，你想想看。
Imagine that we're the ones.
好，这些都是。
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay,
okay. In the boat.
都在船里。
We're caught nothing. Still nothing.
整夜捕鱼，一条都捞不到。
Seven professional fishermen.
七个职业打鱼之夫打不到一条鱼。
Little children.
他说：“孩子们啊。”
Don't you think somebody here would say? Who's this guy?
那家伙是谁叫我小孩?
If it was me, I'd like to say, mind your own business.
管你自己的事去吧。
But here they are.
他们这个七个在这。
You don't have anything to eat.
你们有的吃的没有啊?
No, no.
没得吃的。
Put, why don't you put the net on the other side of the boat?
网撒在另外一边怎么样?
Okay, how wide do you think this boat is?
你想这个船多宽呢?
That this would make a difference.
这有没有什么不一样?
Do you think that, I don't think this boat was wider than this.
但可能比这小。
Or it couldn't be as wide. I don't think it was
as
wide. I don't know.
我不知道。
But I can't believe it was that wide.
但我不相信
是这
么大，但是很小。
Would it make a difference? Here to here.
网撒到这跟撒到那有什么不同吗?
But that's what the Lord said.
那主说网撒到另外一边。
Maybe.
或许。
They said, just do it.
这个叫
So that, shut him up and he'll go away.
好，撒到那边叫他闭口啊，走开吧，就做。
So they did it.
所以他们就撒了。
They put it there, and as soon as they put it there,
一网一撒到另外一边。
153 large fish.
153条大鱼。
The Bible even tells us exactly how many fish.
圣经都告诉我到底多少条鱼。
153
条大鱼。
I often wondered why. Why does the Bible tell us
this number? 为什么圣经告诉我们这个数目呢?
And as soon as that happens,
这个是发生的时候,
John,
约翰,
It's the Lord!
是主啊,
it's the Lord!
是主啊, and they all,
oh, it is! It's the Lord!
是主,
Peter,
彼得,
he's naked.
那赤身肉体,
well, he probably had a loincloth, but he doesn't have. And so he takes, he wraps himself,
立刻穿上
衣服, and he jumps in the water.
跳到水里,
I think he's delirious.
我想他这个有点发癫了,
and then he swims.
啊, 他游啊,
he swims. While the others are enclosing the net,
别人大概在收网,
over there.Why do we have this story?
为什么要有这个故事?
Then when they get to the shore,
来到岸边,
Jesus says, come and have breakfast.
耶稣说来吃早餐。
And there's a fire there.
火已经起了。
He has fish.
主有鱼。
They're in the water, no fish.
他们在水里,
He's on the land,
没有鱼,
He has fish.
岸上有鱼啊。
You know, if they had just stayed with him,
如果只跟着他在一起,
and trusted him,
信靠他,
Don't try so hard.
不要试那么辛苦。
They would have had fish.
他们老早就有鱼吃了。
This is actually a lesson to show us that we can live by faith.
给我们看见我们凭信是可以的。
But they get to the shore.
但是来到岸边。
There's a fire.
火已经升起来了。
They sit around the fire.
坐在火边。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说。
Peter, no, actually Peter, Simon.
西门呢。
Son of John.
约翰的儿子西门
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
Oh, You're asking me this now?
现在真的现在要问我这个问题吗
Says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
主啊，你知道我爱你了。
And shepherd.
现在主牧养他
shepherd
牧养
no actually feed
哦不是不是 主就对他说喂养
my lambs
我的小羊
feed my lambs
喂养我的小羊
that's the little ones
那是小小小的
Simon
Simon
do you love me
你爱我吗
I would think inside, you just asked me that.
我说才问过又要问了。
Was I not clear?
我讲得不清楚吗
You don't believe me?
你不相信我吗主
Maybe I don't love you.
或许我不爱你啊。
Maybe you really know that I don't
love you. 或许你真知道我不爱你。
Oh Lord Jesus.
哦主耶稣。
Lord, I love you.
主我爱你。
You know.
主你知道我爱你。
Shepherd my sheep.
主说喂养我的羊。
Simon.
牧羊我的羊。Simon.
Yes, Lord.
哦主啊是的。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
It grieved him that the Lord said a third time.
主说第三次彼得就忧愁了。
He said, Lord, I love you.
主他说主我爱你。
You know.
主你知道。
Actually, you know whether I really love you or don't love you.
其实你真知道我到底爱你还是不爱你。
Feed my sheep.
主说喂养我的羊
You know what the Lord was doing?
主在做什么吗
Shepherding his soul
主在牧养彼得的魂
The Lord was recovering his love
主在恢复彼得对他的爱
You know when they came When they were in the water
他们在水里打鱼的时候
They were where they should not be
他们其实不应该在那里
But what was the Lord's attitude?
主的态度是什么
The Lord's attitude was not, What are you all doing there?
主说，你们那些人在那里干什么
You shouldn't be there.
不该在那儿。
And you caught nothing, right?
哎，你看，什么都打不到吗？
啊，
对不对
？And then, when they came to the shore,
他们上了岸。
Oh, maybe if it was you or me.
如果是你我的话
，we would be like this.
我们就这样子。
With this attitude.
这个态度。
But the Lord was not like that.
但主不是那样子。
It was like,
主是这样子。
This attitude. Come and have breakfast.
来吃早餐。
But it's interesting.
很有意思。
In Luke 24,
路加二十四章
there's another story.
另外一个故事。
Two disciples.
有两个门徒。
And they were going where they shouldn't go.
他们去不该去的地方。
But with them,
对他们来说
we'll read that in a moment.
等一下要读这一段。
You familiar with this story?
你熟悉那个故事吗
With them, the Lord suddenly walks with them.
主开始与他们走一万五十的走下坡的路上
And he walks all the way.
主与他们一同走
Even goes to their house.
这到他们家里去了
But, And that shows a principle.
这告诉我们一个原则
Walk with people.
与人同行
Even, But in John 21,
约翰二十一章
The Lord shepherded them from a little distance.
主是从远处牧养他们
He went to the shore.
他来到岸边
To the edge of the shore.
在岸的这个水的边缘
The Lord didn't get into the water.
水没有主自己没有下海下水
You know, in the Bible, the sea represents the world.
圣经里海预表世界
The land
地、
right, represents the church.
预表教会
SoThe Lord would not go all the way.
主不是下到海里去。
There is a limit sometimes.
有的时候是有限制的。
When you're shepherding people.
牧养人是有限制。
Do not misapply the verse that says, we can be all things to all men.
不要错用,像任何人就做什么人。
Someone did that to us when we were young people.
他们是年轻人的时候,有人这么说,这么做过。
And encouraged us.
鼓励我们说。
That the fishermen get their hands dirty. That's what this person said.
这个人说啊，渔夫手该脏。
So if your friend,
你的朋友
，one you're shepherding,
你牧养的人
，one you want to preach the gospel,
要传福音。
If they go to the bar,
去酒吧
，don't be religious.
啊，不要宗教。
You go to be with them.
跟他们一起去。
No, don't do this.
不要这么做。
Don't do this. Some took that false word.
有些人接受那些错误的话语。
And then they fell into temptation.
他们就落到
So, neither did they gain their friend,
But
we lost our brother.
So
there's a limit to this, what you can do and how far you can go.
你可以去多远, 怎么做, 是有个限度的。
The Lord, you know, there's other stories about the Lord walking on water. But not this one. The Lord stayed here.
主是留在这里, and,
but reached out.
但是主对他们说,
and then came back. They came back. He showed interest in what they were doing.
他们做什么,
he even helped them in their endeavor.
在他们所做的主,
he helped them to succeed.
帮助他们成功,
and their hearts were opened.
然后他们就敞开了,
then they saw the Lord.
就看见这是主,
but then they rushed back to the Lord. This is how he gains people.
这是主如何得着人,
I think there's a lot for us to learn
in
this, with this pattern.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke 24,
路加24章,
I'd like you to turn to Luke 24 if you could.
翻到路加24章,
at the beginning of Luke 24, some sisters discover that he resurrected.
路加24章刚开始, 有些妇女发现主复活了。
In verse 13,
15节,
it says, and behold, two of them were going on the same day to a village named Emmaus.
15:13.
Which was 60 stadia away from Jerusalem.
That's about
11-12 kilometers.
11-12 kilometers.
They were talking to each other, all these things that occurred.
And
while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
谈话讨论的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们。
But their eyes were kept from recognizing.
只是他们的眼睛被蒙蔽，不认出他来。
Here's a principle.
原则在这里。
When you go to people,
去到人前,
don't say, I'm Jesus!
说我是耶稣。
Go incognito.
要什么？要隐藏式的去。
You are Jesus to them.
你对他们是耶稣。
When you go to them, Jesus goes to them.
你去，是的，耶稣去了。
You are a God man.
你是神人。
We emphasized this yesterday.
我们昨天强调，我们是神人。But
just go as a man.
但就是做人去就对了。Don't
go and ask them, did you read the Bible today?
不要问他们，你们今天读了圣经没有？
Just go as a man.
作为人去找他们。
With a heart of love.
带着爱的心而去。
And he said to them,
耶稣对他们说,
Look at verse 17.
看17节,
Let's read this together,
一起来读,
if you haven't, please.
24章17节,
and he said to them,
耶稣对他们说, 你们走路彼此交谈的是什么? 他们就站住面带愁容。
They stood still, looking sad. Can you imagine?
站住面带愁容, 看见这个图画吗?
You know, when they were walking, they were sad.
走的时候很悲伤,
I don't think they were walking fast.
我想他们走得不这么快。
You know, when you're sad, you don't walk fast.
忧愁走不快。
When you're sad, you...
忧愁就这样。
You're talking.
Yeah.
And then Jesus...
那耶稣就...
Walked their pace.
照着他们的步调走一起走。
And then he asked them a question.
就问他们一个问题。
What are these things that you were talking about?
你们在谈论什么事?
Jesus asked a question.
耶稣问一个问题。
Did Jesus not know...
耶稣难道不知道?
What they were talking about?
他们在谈论什么吗?
I think he knew.
我想主知道。
But then this one, Cleopas,
这经节很清楚说到,
answered and said, Do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem and not know the things that have taken place in it in these days?
他就是唯有你在耶路撒冷做客，不知道这几天发生什么事吗?
I don't quite like his attitude.
我不喜欢这个人的态度。
He has an attitude toward the Lord Jesus, like,
他对耶稣的态度说,
You don't know? Seriously?
真的,
you don't know?
你不知道吗?
And then what does Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说?
19.
19节,
and he said to them,
耶稣说,
What things?
什么事?
This is God.
神?
This is God.
神?
I said, what are you talking
说,
about?
什么事? 说什么?
Don't you think he knew? Of course he knew.
他难道不知道吗? 他知道啊。
Why did he do this?
他为什么这么做?
You know what we call this?
我们称这个什么?
Lord forgive me.
主赦免我,
playing dumb.
就是装傻子。
Like, no, what are you talking about?
这讲什么? 不知道。
But he asked questions.
他问问题。
when you contact the teenagers,
当你接触青少年、少年人
，Don't preach，
不要传道
，Ask questions，
问问题
，To enter into their situation，
进到他们的情形
，To find out about them，
来发现找他们到底是怎么回事。
So then they explain，
让他们开始解释了。
So then eventually，
最后主
，He picked up，
就拿起这个话题。
Oh, foolish of slow of heart to believe all that the prophets told you。
所以这个圣言者对你们所说的话都要应验啊，等等。
Then, verse
27,
verse 27, beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he explained to them clearly in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
摩西和圣言者凡经上指自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
And they drew near to the village,
将近他们所要去的村子。
Where they were going,
他们要去哪里。
That means they walked.The 60 stadia.
他就是他们走了这个段道路。
7 miles.
就七里。
About 11-12 kilometers.
就十一到十二里的。
They were together a long time.
你看，十一到十二公里是很长一段时间了。
And then, when they drew to the village, look at verse 28. He acted.As though he would go further.
将近要去村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
Can you imagine the Lord Jesus?
你看主耶稣。
By this time, later, they say, our hearts are burning.
他说：“难道我们心不是焚烧吗？”
They're open.
他们心是开的。
They want to be with him.
他要跟他在一起。
Oh, we live here.
我们住在这儿。
He goes, oh, okay.
好。
Bye bye.
好，再见
啦。I'm going to go on.
我要去了，要去了。
And I'm sure that he said, no, please.
他说不要，不要，不要。
Stay with us. Oh no.
他要去了。
He acted. Did you know Jesus acts?
你看主耶稣有点表演了。
God.
神。
God pretends.
神有点装，他装。
Where was he going to go?
那他要去哪吗
？He wasn't going anywhere.
他其实哪里都不要去、啊。
He wanted to go into their house.
他要进到他们的家里和心里。
It's in your Bible. Is it in your Bible? Is that word in your Bible?
圣经是不是这样写的
？He acted. What kind of heart? What kind of Savior is this?
何等的一位救主
？What kind of God do we have?
我们有何等一位神？他的心是这样子的。
He just likes to play with man.
他喜欢跟人稍微玩耍一下。
What a God.
何等一位神？
And oh no, I wouldn't want to be inconvenienced.
不要为难你们啦、
啊。
太麻烦啦、啊，
okay,
不麻烦啦、啊。
Maybe just for short while.
那好不好？就是稍微逗留一点时间。
Okay. And he went with them.
那就跟着，行不行？
Then they said they're going to eat something. They give him the bread.
他们要吃的时候
，breaks it.
他祝福拨开饼的时候
，This looks familiar.
这啊，看起来很熟悉啊。拨饼。
They say, "It's Jesus." As soon as they see Jesus,
他说耶稣。
He disappears.
他不见了。
I think that, what would you do?
你该那时候你会怎么办
？The two of them would look. You know what they did?
那他们做了什么
？They ran back to Jerusalem.
跑回耶路撒冷
Which is what he wanted in the first.
其实他老早就要他们这么做。
If it was you or I,
如果是你我
，when they're walking to Emmaus,
往以马忤斯走的时候
，maybe we would have been over here.
我们当然在这里。
Where are you going?
去哪
？Like this.Or maybe we would have been like the angel in the story of Balaam's donkey.
像天使，灭命的天使带着一把剑。
Some of you may not know that story. There's Balaam is on the donkey.
巴兰骑着驴
in a narrow area.
一个很狭窄的路上。
And the donkey starts pushing back.
驴就退后。
And Balaam starts hitting.
巴兰打驴。
And the donkey.
甚至打到驴子都说话。
The Bible is really a
圣经很
quite a book.The donkey turns around and says, "Stop hitting me."
驴子连驴子转都说，为什么不要打我了
？It says, and then the miracle is he talks back to the donkey.
奇迹就是他对驴子说
He says, "I'm hitting you because you're not going forward." He's not surprised. I don't understand that story.
我实在不懂了那故事。
He just starts conversing with his donkey.
跟这个人跟这个驴子的对话。
Well, can't you see what's going on here? The donkey says, you're supposed to go on. And they have a little argument, he and the donkey.
这个圣言者跟驴子有点争执。
There's an angel there
他说那里有一个
with a flaming sword.
带着火焰灭命的天使在那里。
And he tells him, your donkey really helped you, because if you had come here, I would have...
天使说驴子帮了你如果真来我就会把你。
Yeah, that's the attitude maybe we have.
或许我们有这样的态度。
You don't go to the meeting?
不去聚会。
Or at least
最少
But do you have the grace
你有没有恩典
to walk with people
与人同行呢
to walk where they should not go
去他们所不该去的地方呢
to ask them the right questions
问他们一些对的问题呢
not about Bible reading
不是讲到读圣经
but about what's on their heart
而是他们心头上是什么东西
can you unlock their heart
你能把他们心打开吗
And then at the right time,
对的时候
minister Christ to them.
把基督供应给人
So that their heart burns.
好使他们心火热
And they want.
他们要
They're recovered.
他们被恢复了
They want what you're sharing.
他们要你所分享的东西
And the result is back into the church.
结果就是回到教会生活
To me,
对我来说
these are the best examples of shepherding.
这是牧养最好的榜样
They show us all these principles.
他给我们看见所有的原则都在里面。
You know, in point three,
第三
of our back to our outline,
刚有第三大点
talks about emphasizing practicality.
他说要重实际。
Says we should not put too much emphasis on doctrines.Not only when we have personal contact with them, but also when we are preaching the gospel or giving messages to them.
他说不止个人接触，不要太重道理，对青少年传福音或者对少年讲道都不要太重道理。
If we give them only some doctrines and they come only to listen, there will not be much effect.
若是你讲的都是些道理，他不过是来听听，就不会有多少作用。
The more we speak doctrines, the more the young people become dead, cold, and backsliding.
道理讲的越多，少年人就越死、越冷、越退去。
Sorry, dear saints.
抱歉，亲爱的圣徒们。
In many of the churches,
很多的教会
our young people,
我们的青少年
have become dead, cold, and backsliding.
都成为死冷退去的。
Don't blame them.
不要责怪他们。
Don't blame the world so easily.
不要这么快责怪世界而已。
Don't blame their parents.
不要责怪父母。
We should consider.
我们应该想想看。
When I present something,
当我陈明一些话
am I interesting?
我是不是有兴趣的？
You can't change the Bible. The Bible is the Bible.
你不能改变圣经，圣经就是圣经。
But you can change your presentation.
但是你可以改变你陈明的方式。
And I don't mean you bring in some dramas.
不是说你带下话演话剧。
Or other things.
别的东西。
Be careful.
请小心。
Not to bring in mixture.
不要带进任何的掺杂。
You know, it says in 1 Corinthians, a little leaven.Leavens the whole lump.
林前说一点小小的教叫全团都发酵。
We shouldn't do the things of the world.
不应该做属世的事。
Sorry to say, we shouldn't even follow worldly trends in Christianity.
甚至我们不应该跟随今天基督教世界的潮流。
We have to be careful.
要小心。
When it's some of the seasons or holidays.
有些季节啊，放假的日子啊，假日。
That are it's just leaven.
其实就是教
Those things are just leaven.
那些东西都是教
You can present Christ. You can present the Bible.
你可以成名圣经，成名基督
We don't need those things.
我们不需要那些教的东西
But you need to exercise.
但你需要操练
To prepare.
预备好
To pray.
祷告
To fellowship.
交通
How can you make this point interesting?
你怎么使这个点对年轻人有让他有兴趣
And relevant.
而且对他有关联是有关的
If the young people don't feel that the topic is relevant,
少年人觉得这个题目跟他没有关系
Really, why should they listen to you?
为什么要听你呢
Why should they listen to us?
他们为什么要听我们呢
It doesn't match their life.
因为跟他们生活配不上
It doesn't mean anything outside of these walls to them.
在这些墙之外对他们来说没有意义
You have to give them something.
要给他们一些东西
That they can apply there, not just here.
他们能够触到外面就能够应用的
When they're with their friends.
跟他们朋友在一起
When they're at home.
在家里
Then, if they can apply what you're telling them,
如果可以应用你所讲，
they'll come back to you.
他们就回来。
It's real,
因为这是真实的。
Tell me more.
告诉我更多。
Because young people have many practical problems, we need to sense their feelings, beginning with these problems.
第二重点，少年有许多实际的问题，所以我们要从这些问题上着手来摸他们的感觉。
We need to spend some time to study the problems of the young people. in their practical living.
我们要花一点功夫来研究少年人时期生活里头的难处。
Including problems both before and after their salvation.
无论得救以前、得救以后都要研究一点。
Based upon our studies.
根据这些研究。
When we preach the gospel.
我们来对他们传福音。
Speak a word of edification.
讲一点造就的道。
What we speak is practical.
我们所讲的道就是实行的。
Related to practical matters.
都是他们身上所摸出来实际的问题。
Now these days,
这些日子,
I don't know the atmosphere here,
我不知道这里的气氛怎么
样, but I know that these days in the United States,
在美国,
you have to be able to speak with the young people concerning this matter of the LGBTI. QI, there's two letters more.
这, 在美国, 不知道在这, 你必须跟他们讲到这个同性恋转性等等等等这一类的。
That is, lesbian, gay, transgender.
男女同性恋和转性。
That's the homosexuality.
就今天所谓的这个这个这些的。
The young people are facing these issues.
年轻人现在正在面对这些问题。
And in the United States,
在美国
，even in the public schools in New York,
纽约公立学校。
There is an issue
都有问题
over transgender bathrooms.
关于这个厕所，就是转性人使用的厕所。
Our children are facing these things in the public schools.
我们孩子在公共学校面对这些问题。
So we cannot be like the, what is it, ostrich?
不能像鸵鸟一样。
Puts its head in the sand.
头藏沙里。
That's how they deal with the problem.
对付问题是头藏沙里的问题。
Maybe I wait here long enough, it'll all go away.
或许等得够久，问题都会过去。
No, by the time you get up, all your children will go away.
头抬起来的时候，孩子都不见了。
We have to face these.
我们需要面对这些问题。
And we have to know how to speak with them.
要怎么跟他们说的合适
？And we have to coach them. How should they respond or react?
教导他们怎么样回答，怎么回应这些问题。
In the proper way.
要正确合适。
According to the scripture.
照着圣经。
But with no judgment toward
them. 但是却不有任何定罪。
So that they can still preach the gospel.
好使他们人人能够传福音。
And be a contributing member in society.
是能够在社会里有做有贡献的人。
Oh, these waters they've never navigated before.
这是他们从来没有涉拔过的一些问题。
But neither have we.
我们也没有涉涉涉。
So we have to learn.
涉渡过，所以该怎么办呢
？And honestly,
很诚恳的我要
这么说。
很多圣徒来说
，It is very uncomfortable.To talk about these things.
讲这些事是非常觉得难过的
But this is where our children are.
但是我们孩子就身在其中
This is what they're facing.
他们面对了这些问题
And how can you help them?
你怎么帮助他们呢
Unless you walk with them.
除非你跟他同行一起走
And we have to know the word.
我们必须认识主的话
What does the word say?
主的话在这件事上
All these matters.
该怎么说
And train them to have a proper
训练他们有一个合适的态度。
Oh, if we can give them this help,
给他们这个帮助
，then they know God's economy is practical.
神的经纶是很实用的。
Even in such an environment, I can still experience
这样的经历，我还可以经历神的经纶。
In the next page, point one, which is four. We must have positive faith.
Yeah, 我们对任何少年人都要有正面的信心。
Have positive faith. A. Having a positive faith means that with the good ones, you believe that they will get better, and with the ones that do not seem to be good, you believe that they will become good.
要有正面的信心，这话的意思是说，对于好的少年人，你要信他会更好；对于那些事故不好的，也要信他们会好。
Actually, it's better not to categorize people.
最好不要把人分类。
These are good.Those are bad.
这就是好的，这是坏的。
Just love them all.
爱所有的孩子。
And have positive faith.
对他们有正面的信心。
I could tell you.
我可以告诉你。
I have a record dating back to 1985.
从1985年他就开始有个记录。
It's actually 32 years of high school graduates in the church in New York City.
纽约市教会32年以来所有高中生毕业的记录，他都。
Every year.
每年
I have all the names.
所有名字都在那儿。
Who graduated from our high school?
谁从我们的高中
毕业了
It's about
480 names.
480个名字左右。
Of our children.
是我们自己的孩子。
Including my own.
包括他自己的孩子。
All in there.
都在那儿。
The largest group was actually, they graduated high school 2001. So they graduated sixth grade 1995. We practiced to preach the gospel to the sixth grade group. That was our biggest group.
29
children.
29个小孩,
all in one grade.
一个年级,
we had a lot of children born between 1982 and 83. The children's meeting saints asked the leading brothers,
儿童聚会的圣徒问, 代理弟兄们说,
please pray for us and pray for this series of gospel lessons that are coming now in the children's meeting.
请为我们祷告，还要为我们在儿童聚会里面所要讲福音的信息祷告。
So in the prayer meeting,
祷告聚会,
one of the elders stands up.
一个长老站起来说,
and he said this, he says, it's gospel time again.
又是传福音的时候了,
for our children.
为我们孩子传福音,
and this is the worst class we've ever had in the history of the church in New York.
在纽约市召会，这一批是我们最糟糕的一批孩子们。
When he said that,
他这么说完之后,
I was sitting next to him.
我坐在他旁边,
he said, oh,
我说, oh,
brother, did you actually say that out loud?
弟兄,你心里想, 但真的说了出来了。
Now, it was true.
这其实, 他说的没错啊, 是真的吗?
But it's not good to label anybody.
但是你要给人贴标签是不好的。
Because word went out,
因为这个话就传出去了,
and reached the children.
啊, 儿童们听到了。
We're the worst ones.
我们是最糟糕的一批,
ever.
前所未有最糟糕的一批孩子。
Oh, some of them, even till today. Remember us? We're the worst.
记得我们吗? 我们是最坏一批。
So what do you expect?
你对我们有什么期望啊? 还想我们做什么?
You know, in that group,
在那一批里面,
there were some leaders.
有一些带头的小孩。
Yeah, some leading clowns.
带头做小丑的。
You know, jokers.
啊,
when they said something, oh, the whole class.
他们一说话, 啊, 整个都会,
yeah. Sixth grade.
六年级,
I mean, sixth grade.
六年级.
Do you know that of those three, especially, of
那,
those three,
那三个特别的小孩,
two of them are 两个, serving the Lord full time today.
现在全世界服侍主,
and they're helping all the little clowns.
帮助所有的小丑,
because they understand them.
小丑认识小丑,
and they can reach them.
他能够跟他们,
the other one, now got married.
有些结婚了,
and he brought his wife to the full-time training.
The short-term. 短期的,
to get a little taste of the training.
预长训练,
oh, they want to go to the full-time training. But don't classify people.
不要, 给人分类。
Some of the ones I remember that really I thought, wow, they're so good.
有些我就, 哎, 这些真好。
After they graduated
毕业以后,
high school,
高中毕业后,
no heart for the Lord.
对主没有心。
But we exercise positive faith
但是,
for all of them.
我们对所有的孩子都有正面的信心。
We trust the Lord for all of them.
我们 信靠主对他们每一位都信靠。
And I mentioned to the saints yesterday,
昨天跟圣徒提过,
over these past few years,
已过几年,
quite a number are coming home.
很多人都回了家了, 慢慢回来了。
I'm witnessing this in the church.
我在教会中看见他们回来了。
The next point,
下一点说,
is match and adapt. Match and adapt.
就是配合就。
We already saw this in the example of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的榜样上我们看到,
He matched there, he matched the ones he was shepherding.
他牧养的人，他配合他们,
adapted to their situation.
他迁就, 救着他们,
of course, always within the divine limitation.
但是都在神圣的限制之下。
And then the last point,
最后一点,
we come back to paying attention to personal contact.
要注意个人接触。
The emphasis of a genuine work with young people is individual contact.
真实的少年工作乃是重在个人接触。
Big meetings
大聚会,
do not have much effect on young people.
在少年人身上没有多少力量。
When you gather them together, Usually, all you can do is give them a message and at most a little work of revival.
把他们召聚在一起，常常只能对他们讲道，最多不过是做一种奉行的工作。
It seems the way of personal contact is fragmentary and wastes a lot of time.
个人接触这做法好像是很零碎，许多
功夫白花了。Seemingly, this way is less effective than holding big meetings.
比召会大会。
Where you can speak to hundreds of people at once.
一次对几百人讲道，效果差多。
If all you have is meetings,
若是你只一直注意聚会,
young people's work will end up with something that is only on the surface.
就来聚会青少年工作结果是负面的,
without
foundation, 散沙没有根, 绝对做不出来。
Will not be able to produce any solid ones. We speak too much,
说太多,
preach too much,
讲太多,
and teach too much,
传太多,
with very little visiting,
少访问。
Most people are gained by face-to-face contact.
大部分人都是因着面对面的接触而被得着的。
And most people are retained and built up by such personal contact.
大多数人也是因着这样个人的接触而被维系起来，建造。
Isn't this our experience?
这是不是我们的经历？
Yes, we may have been drawn by some meetings.
是的，有些聚会吸引我们。
But what really affected us in our lives?
影响我们生活的
contact with saints.
其实就是与圣徒的接触。
Personal contact.
个人的接触。
Eventually, you don't remember exactly what they said to you.
就你不太记得他们说了什么。
But you remember them.
但你记得这些人。
Their person.
他们的人,
and they're always there for you.
他们总是在那里为着你。
See, in the matter of personal contact, skills are needed.
在个人接触的接触上也有他的讲究。
If you practice this matter seriously, gradually you will gain experience and insight.
好好去做，渐渐自然会有经验，有眼光。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, maybe that's enough.
或许这么说就够了。
I hope you could go back and read more detail.
盼望你们能够回去读更多的细节。
And in this book, dear saints,
这本书，亲爱的圣徒,
in this book, in chapters 20 and 21,
20-21章,
you can read the excerpts that are the source of all these points.
所有这些点的摘录, 信息摘录都在里面。
There's a little more ministry.
这更多知识的话,
I think that would enlighten you.
这会光照你。
So I hope from all our fellowship this weekend,
盼望这个周末交通,
we would see,
能看见,
that if we're going to do a work of raising up the next generation,
要做养育下一代的工作,
it really requires a burden from the whole church.
需要整个教会都要起来有负担。
The families must be involved.
家要参与。
The families cannot relinquish their responsibility to the church.
家不可把责任推卸给教会。
There may be situations where that we have children or young people whose parents are not in the church life.
很可能有情形，儿童青少年父母不在教会生活
，or only one parent，
或者只有一个父母在教会生活。
Then we try to do a little more。
然后我们该做的更多。
But if parents are in the church life，
但父母在教会生活里
，actually the children are your responsibility。
孩子们应该是你们的责任。
Not just their physical welfare，
不仅他们肉身的这个
，their spiritual upbringing，
甚至他们属灵的造就。
We saw many examples this weekend。
这个周末很多例子。
Family of Noah。
挪亚的家,
family of Moses,
摩西的家,
Daniel,
但以理,
Samuel,
Samuel.
All these ones who turned the age,
这些转移时代的人,
they were produced by a family,
都是由家产生的。
This is the long way,
这是长远的道路,
but this is the solid way,
却是扎实的道路。
And the family is involved,
家要参与。
But the serving ones,
yeah.
Your role is also very important.
你们的角色也是非常重要的。
We mentioned last night.
昨天提过。
With the children.
儿童。
300 Lord's days.
300个主日。
Or 400 Lord's days.
400个主日。
You have 400 opportunities to mold this little vessel for the Lord.
你有400个主日给你机会来塑造这个小小的器皿。
That's not an insignificant thing.
给主用，这不是小事。
And it requires very much.The attention of the leading brothers.
需要带领弟兄们要注意这样的事。
All the elders,
所有的长老们
and the brothers who are learning,
学习负责的弟兄们
must have this in your consciousness.
必须要有这个注意。
And even have a heart to perfect the saints.
甚至要有心成全圣徒。
Brothers, if you're not involved,
弟兄们你没有参与的话
the ship cannot go forward.
船就没办法往前开。
It doesn't mean you do the work.
不是说你要做这个工作。
But you have to shepherd the shepherds.
但是你要牧养这些牧羊者。
You have to make sure they have everything they need.
所以他们所有的都供备，都有供备。
Even physically.
甚至肉身上。
I like to check with the sisters.
物质上，姊妹们，我要看看。
Is the projector working?
这个 投影机
Do you have everything you need?
你是不是都有了?
Do you need anything more?
还需要什么更多的?
For the children,
为着孩子我们还可以供应什么?
The church would not spare expense.
教会不要小气。
We would give you whatever you need.
要什么就给什么。
And we support you.
我们扶持你。
We pray for you.
为你祷告。
Every now and then we like to pray with you.
我们要和你一起也祷告。
Any problem?
有任何问题?
The door is always open for fellowship.
来交通。
The sisters need this.
姊妹们需要这样的,
sisters need this.
姊妹们需要,
needs the whole church.
也需要整个教会,
and then the young people.
还有青少年,
young people, dear young people.
亲爱的青少年,
you have a role in raising up the next generation.
兴起下一代你们也有责任。
You might say, but
你说我,
we are the next generation.
我们就是下一代了。
Yeah, you are.
那是你是,
but there are some younger than you.
有些比你还年轻的,
and you are the role models.
你们是他们的榜样。
Your help.
你的帮助,
is necessary today.
今天就是需要的,
for the children.
为着孩子,
for the younger ones.
为着更年轻的, 需要青少年,
parents.
父母,
grandparents.
祖父母,
grandparents. Maybe your children are gone.
祖父母啊, 你孩子都大了, 都走了,
maybe your grandchildren don't live in your city.
甚至你的祖孙, 孩孙们都不跟你们住在一起,
there's many other children.
但还有许多其他的孩子们,
you can open your home for them.
你可以把家打开给他们用,
just open your home.
就把家打开,
and bake some cookies.
啊, 就煮些面吧,
provide a little milk.
烤些这个, 来点水饺啊,
then sit back.
之类的, 之后就可以了,
and let the younger sisters,
让年轻的姊妹们,
bring the children.
把孩子们带来,
all the children that are gained,
所有孩子们得着的,
eventually saved,
最后要得救,
all the families that are gained,
所有得着的家庭,
they become your glory and crown.
都成为你的荣耀, 你的冠冕,
just by opening your home,
就是把家打开,
milk and cookies,
啊, 牛奶,
and your prayer and love.
和爱。
Amen.
Amen.